For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The death toll continues to climb from the campfire in Northern California. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey.
And so today, an additional six human remains were recovered, which brings the total to 48. All six of those remains were located in Paradise, and they were located within homes.
Officials are now asking loved ones to provide DNA samples as they work to identify victims. This nurse made it back to Paradise as she was searching for her father.
Dad! Nothing. It's a tractor. And it looks like a car. Dad's a survivor, and he's been through war and so many things, and there's a possibility he could have made it through this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, a conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
The trial of alleged Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman is underway after a delay. The federal judge overseeing the case said a juror who burst into tears last week after being told she was selected to serve in El Chapo's jury arrived at the courthouse in Brooklyn with a handwritten note from a doctor saying that she couldn't serve on the jury. The judge said the note detailed medical issues that had been brought on by her being selected. A hearing will be held on Wednesday on the revocation of White House press credentials for CNN reporter Jim Acosta. Attorney Ted Boutros is representing the news network.
We're asking the judge to immediately restore Jim Acosta's press credentials because he and CNN are being harmed every day because he's barred from doing his job. He's barred from covering the news. And so the immediate request is for those credentials to be returned, and then the case can play out going forward if necessary.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A unit of measure is about to be changed. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
It's not going to change things for regular folks, but the way scientists define the exact mass of a kilogram is expected to change. There's a big meeting on Friday outside Paris where governments are expected to approve a new plan. Until now, it's been defined by a golf ball-sized metal cylinder locked in a vault in France for more than a century, which has been the one true kilogram upon which all others were based. Now they're expected to adopt the scientific formulation to define the exact mass of a kilo, the change expected to have practical applications in industries and sciences that require ultra-precise measurements of mass. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
People on Capitol Hill are reacting to a lawsuit that was filed against Matthew Whitaker's appointment. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Maryland asked a federal judge to bar Matthew Whitaker from serving as acting attorney general, the first in what many experts are saying will be a series of court challenges to his appointment. Today, Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley, Republican of Iowa, was asked if he has any concerns regarding the acting AG and the Mueller probe.
It seems to me that the chief executive and the president said that he wasn't going to do that. Doesn't matter what Whitaker thinks. The president said it isn't going to be done.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.